Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My wife and I had a beautiful daughter named Emily. She was the greatest thing in my life. We had a very close relationship and we would spend time together just about every day, even when she got older. We stayed close and I couldn't have been happier about it. Of course, that was before it all started happening. One year, when Emily was 18 or 19, she started to change. She no longer acted like the Emily that my wife and I knew. Instead, she became very angry all of the time. She would yell and curse at me for no reason. And she stayed in her room for hours at a time. My wife and I would try to talk to her, but it only seemed to upset her even more. She got worse and worse as time went on. She would constantly have panic attacks or fits of rage. She barely ate anything, and she didn't even seem to notice when people spoke to her. She was practically psychotic. My wife and I searched desperately for something to help our daughter. We went to multiple doctors and specialists, but none of them could help. They all said Emily was suffering from schizophrenia or some other mental disorder. One doctor even suggested epilepsy. No matter what treatment or medicine they tried, it practically had no effect. As soon as Emily was off it, she would go back to having spasms and anxiety attacks all over again. I didn't know what to do. It was all so horrible. One night, her spasms got so violent that I had to tie Emily down on her bed so that she wouldn't hurt herself. I ended up making her wear diapers and nursing her like she was in an asylum or something. My wife and I would clean her bed regularly and try to manually feed her. But whenever we got close, she would lash out and spit on us. She would vomit any food that we managed to make her eat back onto us. We didn't know how she would continue to survive in this state. She wasn't eating and she was barely drinking. She would spend the entire day strapped to her bed, screaming and cursing while she struggled to break free. My wife and I were miserable. We would cry together whenever we were away from Emily. Just felt so helpless. We even started sleeping with earmuffs because Emily wouldn't stop screaming throughout the night. I hated hearing her sound like that. She didn't even sound like herself. It was like another voice was coming out of her. Sometimes it even sounded like she was speaking in another language. I began to think that maybe it wasn't a mental disorder that Emily was suffering from. Weird, horrifying things would happen whenever I was in her room. Sometimes I would hear a voice coming from somewhere other than Emily. Then there would be times where lamps would fall over or other things in her room would be broken, even though she was always tied down. I wasn't a very religious person, but I had come to suspect that Emily could be possessed. I convinced my wife to let me call a local priest to come and perform an exorcism on Emily. I didn't know if I was right, but I was desperate. The priest came over the next day and began the exorcism. It was horrible and loud. Both he and Emily screamed for hours. The priest told me that he believed that Emily was indeed possessed by a demon. He said that he would need continuous time with Emily if he was ever going to be able to help her. It became a daily event. For over a week, the priest would come and perform the exorcisms. I would watch from a seat in the corner of the room, but my wife stayed downstairs. She said she couldn't bear to witness it. None of it seemed to work. If anything, Emily had only gotten worse since it started. She would lash out even more when the priest wasn't there. And she became more and more psychotic and violent. I could barely even recognize her anymore. It was the worst when the exorcisms were actually happening. Her face would become so creepy looking. Everything she did was terrifying. Her body would twist and rot. She would moan and make strange noises that didn't sound human. I could hardly stand to see her that way. I was about ready to give up, but the priest begged me to let him continue. He was so certain that he could help her. One day, after the priest had been coming for close to a month, the exorcism went particularly badly. Right in the middle of the priest talking, Emily suddenly rose up into the air.
Her entire body was levitating over her bed. Then, she started slamming up and down over and over again while she yelled in what sounded like Latin. I started to yell at the priest to stop what he was doing. But then, Emily suddenly broke out of her restraints and lunged at me. I screamed and panicked while I tried to fight her off of me. She kept trying to get her hands around my throat so she could strangle me. Finally, the priest was able to rip her off of me and we managed to get her strapped back down onto the bed. I was horrified. The priest told me to leave the room and not come back until he was done. I ran the hell out of there as fast as I could. I found my wife downstairs and told her what had happened. We could still hear the priest continuing the exorcism above us.
The power of Christ compels you! Be gone, demon! Leave this body behind!
He stayed downstairs and cried until it was finally over and the priest left. He told us that it was far from over. After 100 more sessions, Emily was still no better. My wife and I were told to stay out of the room and let the priest work whenever he was there. We lost all hope, but we didn't know what else to do. Emily eventually passed. My wife and I were devastated. We took out our anger on the priest. He promised to help us and he failed. We blamed him for what happened. The police ended up looking into the case and arrested the priest for homicide, even though he continued to say that he was only trying to help. On July 1st of 1976, a German woman named Anneliese Michel went through a series of 67 exorcisms. She passed away due to malnutrition at the age of 23. The priest who exercised the exorcisms was held accountable for her death, ultimately convicting him of negligent homicide. Prior to the exorcisms, Anneliese was diagnosed with epileptic psychosis and had a long history of psychiatric treatment that proved ineffective. Movies such as The Exorcism of Emily Rose was believed to be inspired by Anneliese's case. Here is also an audio tape that was allegedly taken during her exorcism. The audio is highly believed on the internet to be of six demons that possess Anneliese. Here's what it sounds like.
I feel like we're missing a few families. There's the Johnsons, front and center as always, and of course, over there, the Andersons, keeping their distance from the Johnsons. I wonder if they'll ever get over that little feud of theirs. Wait a second, is that the Cornelius family? I haven't seen them in months. What happened? Their daughter looks sick. What was her name again? I forget.
Excuse us, Father. May we have a word with you?
Of course, follow me.
Tell me what concerns you. We need your help. It's about our daughter, Mary.
Yes. How are things?
Mary has been possessed.
There's no such thing.
You have to believe us. I never thought demons were a real thing until one of them took control of my daughter. We need you to perform an exorcism.
What?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's, I'm sorry, but such practices are no longer considered safe. To perform an exorcism is against the policies of the church. I simply can't do it.
Please, Father, you have to help us. It's our darling baby girl we're talking about here. Won't you save her?
I'm deeply sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius, but exorcisms are highly unethical. I don't care about ethics. I care about the health and safety of my daughter. I'm willing to pay any price under the table to make it worth your while.
I can't accept bribes, Mr. Cornelius.
How about this? I'm leaving my daughter in your hands. I don't care what happens, as long as she returns to us without that damn demon inside of her. Get it?
All right, leave her with me. Go on home and call me tomorrow. For now, Mary can sleep with the sisters in the covenant.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Stay calm. This is all part of the process.
Stop. puppet!
Just be still! You have to be restrained! Calm down!
I can hear your thoughts, you creep! I know what you really want with the girl! This... you're worse than me!
Shut up! I don't know what you're talking about! You are possessed! Where'd that Bible go? In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I command the vile presence before me to heed the word of God. Release this woman from your grasp, evil one.
Ugh, disgusting. That's what I think of your puny words of God. You're no God. You'll never be worthy enough to speak for him.
Silence, demon! You will heed me!
What are you gonna do?
Oh, Heavenly Father, I beseech thee, send your holy emissary, Jesus Christ, down upon the devil's vassal and expel its evil essence from the body of the innocent!
You have no power over me!
The power of Christ compels you!
Nice try, loser!
The power of Christ compels you!
You're dead meat, Father! I'm taking you down to hell with me for what you did!
No, how? It's not possible!
You're mine, Creek!
That's holy water, you wretch! You're mine now! If you won't take it on the bed, then we'll try this!
You're scum, just like me. You're unforgivable.
That's enough out of you. I need time to reconsider the treatment of your condition. You're better than this. Don't listen to that wretched demon. All he knows is lies. Hello? Who is this?
Good evening, Father. We wanted to call to check in on our daughter. How's she doing?
Check back in 3 days. What's happening to me? Why can't I move? Somebody, please! Help me! I'm gonna die down here. No, 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 it's that girl! Damn her! I can't believe she did this to me! How?
A priest has been arrested under charges of false imprisonment. Police officials say the family of the victim, a 23-year-old woman, asked the priest to perform an exorcism on their daughter. Instead, she was tied to a cross and left in a dark room in the basement of the church for 3 days. During that time, the priest disappeared. Officials have not yet released any other information pertaining to what was done to the victim. The family has asked for privacy during this time.
In 2005, an allegedly mentally ill nun named Maricia began hearing voices at a Romanian church. She thought it was the devil talking to her. Although she was treated for schizophrenia, she relapsed and was then the subject to an exorcism. Bound to a cross, gagged with a towel, and left in a dank convent room for 3 days without food and water, the nun sadly passed away, and the case was widely publicized in the Romanian media. Following a lengthy trial, a priest named Father Daniel Corriginu, the individual responsible for the exorcism, was jailed for 7 years. Many of the nun's family believed her to have suffered from demonic possession.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I work as a priest for a fairly large church. Throughout the years, I've seen a great many things in my time serving the church. Some good, some bad. But this story is by far the darkest and most horrific event that I ever experienced. Everything that I am about to tell you is true. However, I would prefer to remain anonymous for this story due to my own personal reasons. If you must give me a name, you may call me Father A, for Father Anonymous. It happened a few years ago. One day I received a call from a local psychiatric ward. They were apparently having a problem with one of their patients. A woman by the name of Gina had been brought to them some time ago. The ward was told that she was insane and dangerous. After being examined, she had been immediately diagnosed as actively psychotic, and the appropriate treatments were begun. The problem was, no matter how much meds or therapy Gina received, she wasn't getting any better. The doctors described her as unhinged. At first, I was confused as to why the ward was calling a priest to help with a patient, but then it all became clear. They believed Gina was possessed by a demon. Of course, the doctors were skeptical of this. They suggested that Gina was perhaps experiencing some new mental disease that their treatments didn't work on. They begged the ward for more time to treat her, but the head of the ward wanted to examine every possibility. That's why they had called me. They asked me if I believed that Gina could be possessed. I asked them to describe her behavior to me. I wanted to believe the doctors. It was certainly a less horrible explanation. But after hearing Gina's symptoms over the phone, I knew in my heart that the ward was right. Gina had been taken. I brought the matter before my church, and an investigation was begun. Gina was examined by multiple different priests and officials, myself included. The process took months. We wanted to be absolutely sure before we moved on to the next stage, but it soon became clear what had to be done. The church officials gave their approval for an exorcism. I was to perform it. What's more is that the entire ordeal was to be covered by ABC, so they could film and document it. I had never performed an exorcism before. The thought terrified me, but I knew I had to try. I couldn't leave the poor girl to suffer, but it didn't come for me that the entire country would be watching. When the day came, I prepared myself for the coming battle. I prayed the entire morning and into the afternoon. I could barely eat anything, I was so nervous. I gathered my equipment and all the necessary items and arrived at the psychiatric ward that night. It was late, and the darkness seemed to follow me as I entered the building. I slowly walked down the hall to the girl's room. It felt like it took forever, but I knew it was only a few seconds. When I finally reached the door, I took a deep breath and pushed it open. I saw multiple people crowded into the relatively small space. Ward staff stood up by the walls, ready to help me if I needed them. The ABC camera crew was all set up and ready to broadcast. I saw Gina's family in the corner as well. They looked terrified, but also hopeful. I couldn't let them down. Gina was sitting in a chair in the center of the room. At first, she seemed like she was asleep, but not long after I entered, her eyes opened, and she began to scream and wail. Her arms and legs flailed about, and she looked as if she was having a seizure. I ordered the ward staff to restrain her, and I grabbed her limbs and held her down in the chair. Gina began to scream even louder. She struggled violently, but she couldn't break free. I began the exorcism at once, seeing that time was of the essence. Pulling out my crucifix, I commanded the demon to leave Gina's body.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave! Now! Come out of her! Now! Out of her, demon! Leave! Leave this body behind!
This only caused her to struggle even more. She screamed and cursed at me. Her face twisted itself up and no longer looked human. I commanded the demon to leave again and again, but it had no effect. This went on for hours. I had never been more exhausted, but I wouldn't give up. Gina had only grown more intense and violent. Finally, I readied myself for one last push. I had the staff hold Gina even tighter. I forced her to look at me as I spoke to her. She thrashed and writhed about, almost knocking one of the staff members to the floor. Her eyes rolled back into her head and foam leaked out of her mouth. She suddenly began screaming different words at me. I had no idea what the words meant, but I knew it was the demon speaking through her. As I looked at her face, I had never seen such a horrible sight. I could only see the whites of her eyes, and her face was ugly and evil. I knew this was my last chance. I yelled above her babbling and pressed the crucifix to her chest.
I command you to leave in the name of Christ! Be gone! In the name of Christ, I command you to leave! Be gone, demon! Be gone!
Gina gave one last gut-wrenching scream and then collapsed. It was finished. I heard later that Gina reportedly came out of the exorcism in a much calmer state. She still needed 2 weeks in the psychiatric ward to recover from the whole ordeal. She continues to take antipsychotic medication to this day. I heard she's very happy now, and she's very thankful to God and to me for her liberation from evil. In 1990, A reverend performed an exorcism on a Florida teenager named Gina, which was televised on the ABC network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Strapped to a chair, Gina can be seen screaming and barking unintelligibly while the reverend pressed a cross into her face. Throughout the video, Gina can be seen thrashing and making ugly faces, yelling phrases like stay away or I don't like you. Allegedly, the demons' names were Zeon and Minga, which the reverend believed to be controlling her. After the exorcism, Gina reportedly came out in a calmer state, but needed 2 more weeks in the psychiatric ward and is now heavily on medication. Gina mentioned that she is very happy and thanks God for her liberation from evil.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.